Good morning. It's 7:02, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at Benton Harbor High School this morning as we talk Tiger Athletics. The Road Trip is brought to you by Zix Specialty Meats. You can visit their shop in Berrien Springs or order online at zixmeats.com. By United Way of Southwest Michigan, inviting you to get in on the game and team up with United Way to strengthen our community. Learn more at uwsm.org. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together. And Realtor Ryan Art, superior service and expert results. Call the best when you're looking to buy or sell your home. Call Ryan Art, Southwest Michigan's 2016 Realtor of the Year, 470-6666, or visit ryanart.com. Again, we're at Benton Harbor High School as we talk Tiger Athletics, and we're going to start things off with Chris Glisson, the new softball coach here at Benton Harbor. Good to see you. How you been?
Oh, man, I'm fantastic. I'm looking at an opportunity here, you know, to change lives, and everybody thinks I'm changing theirs. They're actually changing mine.
Well, you know what? That is so very, very true. You know, when you get a chance to work with youth, they do. They kind of change your life, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And you know, when I got hired here, they said, you know, to kind of plan for 15 players. And, you know, over the last few years, you know, the program's been, you know, down a little bit. After a couple of speeches and a couple of I believe and together we will is our name of our slogan, we had 66 girls sign up.
Wow.
So we're down to 29. We have a JV and a varsity team.
That's outstanding.
And a lot of growing, a lot of learning, a lot of, you know, put your glove on the other hand. No.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all athletes. They're great kids, and I'm blessed to be here for sure.
I know a lot of people in Southwest Michigan associate you with basketball, but you've had a love for softball for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, we coached travel ball for 11 years. My daughter, you know, last night she called me from Grand Valley State University. She goes, Dad, you know, I might have made a mistake. I should have played softball. And she goes, well, I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing, but, you know, I Olivia Shenrock and all the girls, Olivia, you know, I was thinking about walking on at okay. Michigan State next year, you know, to take a year off. She was crying the other night, you know, about not playing, but the love of softball, though, you know, 50 weeks out of the year for the last 11 years, we've been putting the time in. So I would leave a Lake Michigan Admirals practice or before or after, and we would get a, you know, every other day practicing. Even in the off season. So, yeah, softball's been my life for sure.
The one thing that just shocked me was that when you said your daughter is at Grand Valley State, she's already in college?
Yes, yes, I
oh
know.
My
I can't
gosh.
Believe it. She made the dean's list. That's what I'm happy
great.
About.
I'm not shocked about that part of it. What led you to want to take the softball job here at Benton Harbor?
You know, it goes a little deeper than most. My brother, who graduated from here in 1976, my father, who was a minister in Benton Harbor for many years, you know, it was time. You know, he passed away last year, and I wanted to dedicate myself to give him back and to give him more so than give him back. And I've always had a heart for Benton Harbor. I watched them play softball, and I look at their structure, their strength, their athleticism. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. You know, I got to jump in on this because, you know, I know that they have the ability. They just have to be taught, you know, and I'm here, and every day we get better than yesterday. And that's kind of our motto.
And the last couple of years, that's exactly what Ashley Hacker, who was the coach, she's, you know, she's teaching the game instead of coaching the game to a lot of the young ladies. And as they progressed over the last couple of years, she really saw a lot of growth. And that's what has to make coaching fun because, you know, different coaches, yeah, you may have a group of individuals that have played the sport for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, but you may have others that are doing it for the very first time. That's got to make it fun for a coach.
It's you know, and it's fun and challenging at the same time. You know, you got to know what girl to pair up with. You know, the girl that, you know, do I put the glove on this hand and hit you in the face? You know, with a girl like Shalia Perkins, who's a sophomore who could probably throw it 100 mile an hour. I mean, she's amazing. But we've been working, you know, really diligently over the last 7 weeks of training. I don't know if that's ever happened before here, but Yogi Mort, you know, one of the best pitching coaches in the area, has been working with my three pitchers, and they're fantastic. They're doing great. I'm really excited about what the season's gonna, you know, produce. So, really excited about it.
It can't start anytime too soon. You just this is day three of practice.
Well, yeah, and you know, of course, it's 7 weeks in, but this is the official third day, and we, you know, this weekend we're putting a brand new infield in. You know, I had a special friend of mine that's taking care of that. We have we've done some fundraisers to take care of, you know, some needs, and here we are. We're excited and getting ready to go. I can't wait for the weather to, you know, the sunshine and the snow to be removed every other day. But
put that new infield to good use.
That's right.
Finally.
That's right. Yeah, we're excited about it. We're going to also renovate the dugouts and put a new scoreboard up, and a lot of changes are going to happen around here.
That's outstanding.
Yeah,
now, how many veteran players, how many players do you have coming back from last year or the last couple of years?
I've got five players that are solid. You know, Chanel Wright, she's a senior, along with, you know, Shalia Perkins, she's a sophomore, John A. Poindexter, a junior, Ranisha Turner, who's a senior, and I've got a lot of extra first-time seniors, first-time ever playing seniors. They're athletic, they're smart, they're quick, they're fast, and don't be surprised if I have 9 slappers in the lineup. No.
Hey, you know,
never done
work.
Before. Whatever needed. No.
Hey, you're gonna open up eyes around the nation.
That's
hey,
right.
You gotta check out this offense.
That's right. Well, I've never seen 9 slappers before in a lineup, but hey, look, here we go. You know, we have a girl that can get down the line in 2.6. I mean, that's like.
Wow,
crazy fast. And it might be 265 or 263, but it's right there. John A. Poindexter, who's been a track star, of course, we turned her into a slapper this year. No one's ever thought about it. I'm like, oh, what? No,
yeah.
This girl is the fastest girl in the world. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're a slapper. A slapper? I want to hit home runs.
I'm like, right.
You might hit home runs in the gap, for God's sakes, you're going so fast. So.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
it's a home run on a bunt.
Right, exactly. She is so quick. It's going to be fun to watch.
How long do you think it takes before you put your defensive alignment together? How long of a process do you think that might take?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, the infield is pretty solid. Like, I can say that I can tell you who and where people are playing there. But the outfield, you know, we're just learning. I mean, there are literally girls just learning how to catch the ball this week. And in 3 days, they've already jumped 10 years of training.
Wow.
Like, I mean, I just look at them and go, how? you know? But so they have if they have the willingness and the determination and the commitment that I'm looking for, the dedication, of course, you know, is a must in this project. It's going to be a fun year.
We're at Benton Harbor High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. We're talking Lady Tigers softball with new head coach Chris Glisson here at Benton Harbor. You mentioned the group of young ladies that are coming back. So that's a solid core to start really building around for this year.
You know, and I forgot to mention Daisha Moore. Daisha Moore, who, you know, she's an amazing student here, robotics and very, very intelligent. You know, she's probably my number 4 hitter. I've never seen anybody hit so hard.
Wow.
She made the Intensity 16U team out of New Jersey. They have an affiliate program here. And I got her a tryout, and she actually made it on that team. So she'll be traveling all around the 5-6 different states this summer.
Yeah.
But that's one to you're going to be reading about her in a paper for sure.
Now, that's it makes it fun to anticipate the spring sports season, because I know Danny Jennings, we'll talk to him in a little bit with baseball and the talent he's coming back, and the talent you've got on the softball team, and you surround them with some young players, and you know, even if they're playing softball for the very first time, if you come out and watch that, the enjoyment you see from them translates into you watching the game.
I'm going to tell you what, you know, a lot of people are talking about wins and championships. I'm talking about foul balls and, you know, hey, we touched it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we can celebrate little, you know, victories within the game. But if you see somebody that looks like Lynn Bland III on my team, you know, it's really not him. No. if 55 home runs. No, I'm just kidding. No, but you'll be talking to Danny about that. You know, what a great guy he is.
You got a YAs before the first game of the season, but what kind of goals do you set for this team? Because, again, you've got some nice veterans, but you've got some very young players. Do you sit down and start putting together goals for this team?
Most definitely. And more importantly, I want them to put the goals for this team.
Mm-hmm.
It's the buy-in from them. You know, my goals might be different than theirs, but one that we know we want to do is have a winning season. I don't even know when there has been a winning season in softball. Here, I'm still pulling back in history, but I know it's been a while. And if we can have a winning season and build off of that, you know.
And And with spring sports, with the girls, I think the main reason behind that is they gravitate to track because there have been some outstanding track athletes here at Benton Harbor High School. And I know in years past, the softball coach probably thinking, I wish they had gone off for softball. But the opportunity is there to do both.
Yeah, most definitely. We're working together, Mr. Gillespie and I and their crew are, you know, we're working together where if a girl qualifies and if they, you know, if they want softball to be their number one but still run track, or if they want to run track and still play softball, this is about a game of life. You know, softball is the face, but the learning opportunities and what it teaches them, you know, team bonding and learning from one another and overcoming their adversity and overcoming their fears and all the things that, you know, it teaches us. Most definitely is, you know, we work together with track.
So you mentioned, you know, the fundraisers you've had, you're putting in the new infield, you know, putting in the scoreboard. Are you looking for any assistance from folks in the community maybe to help you out with a few things?
You know, we're about a few gloves away. You know, we've raised 17 brand new gloves, you know, which is fantastic. We have 29, you know, girls, so we're 12 away from that. Same thing with cleats. We had a gentleman write a check for, the cleats for all the girls, which is, you know, spectacular. Toby Messenheimer, he's a new guy coming into the scene, helping us out, practice pants, you know, just mm-hmm. the normal things that, you know, you would think would be easy to get, you know, the shoes for the basketball, you know, if we're playing on the basketball court, but hopefully we won't be worried about that. We'll be out on in the dirt. So
you hope so.
We're coming around the corner with that.
So you mentioned you're still about 12 gloves shy of getting, you know, mitts for every young lady. How can they contact you? How can they go about helping you out with that?
We have an I Glove You project that we started that, you know, whether someone writes a check for all of them or if they want to write a check for one of them or whatever they want to do, and they can write the check out to the Benton Harbor Athletic Department and just put in the memo section a varsity softball program. And, you know, our athletic director, Trey Kershaw, will most definitely take that and put it into that fund to get a glove.
So they can come here to the high school?
Come right to the high school or send it to 870 Colfax Avenue in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Attention, you know, to the athletic department. They'll get it.
Great. Let's see if we can help out the young ladies in the Lady Tiger softball program here at Benton Harbor. Sounds like you're really excited. I mean, I can tell just not in your voice, but the expression on your face, too. You're really excited with this team.
I love these girls. You know, I'm here every day now. I'm working here at the school, and they're wonderful girls. Looking forward to it.
And it helps having you in the building, doesn't it?
No doubt. I mean, the connections that we're making with these girls, and wow. I mean, it's... You know, I'm touched every day. I'm in my dream job. You know, people are like, man, you own the Lake Michigan Admirals. You travel the world. What? Like, this is my dream job.
I'll bet
I'm really, really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a great place to be.
No doubt.
Good to see you. Let me know if there's anything we can do, and good luck this season.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, you too. We'll take a break. More coming up from Benton Harbor High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. In the news, high school students, schools all over Southwest Michigan and around the country, raising their voices, speaking out against gun violence. At Lakeshore High School yesterday morning, the kids walked out. The chance of enough is enough. One of the Lakeshore organizers was senior Anna Malloy, and tells us the recent shootings in Parkland, Florida resonated.
A lot of the other shootings, they were shut down pretty quickly. Like, we're like, okay, this is sad, and then we moved on. But I saw this one, it kept like lingering, and people kept talking about it, and I was like, I don't want it to end. I want this to like continue to be a movement and for us to finally make a change.
Since she had plenty of support from her classmates, students also walked out at St. Joseph High School yesterday. Media was not allowed to talk to any of those students. There were also walkouts in Berrien Springs and Paw Paw. Congressman Fred Upton thinks those protests came at an appropriate time. He tells us he's been in touch with kids as the walkouts are being planned.
I think they're right on. I mean, we all care about school safety, whether you're a student, a parent, a community. We know that kids cannot learn in an unsafe environment.
Upton telling us those protests happened to occur the same day the U.S. House approved a school safety bill known as the Stop School Violence Act. The problem remains gun control. Upton tells us the Congressional Problem Solvers, which he's a part of, polling members now to see how many would support some gun control measures. The city of Benton Harbor being awarded nearly $800,000 from the state to replace water meters and a fire engine. The funding, part of more than $5 million in grants awarded by the state treasurer's office to 11 cities through the Financially Distressed Cities, Villages, and Townships grant program. Well, time is almost up for ice skating in St. Joseph this year.
The John and Dee Dee Howard Ice Arena in St. Joseph is about to shut down for the year. The city of St. Joe tells us the arena will be closing for the season on Sunday. As the closing approaches, the city will be offering special pricing of half-price admission, that's $2.50, and free skate rentals starting Friday and running through Sunday. Plus, Twisted Dog concessions will have specials going on for those hungry skaters looking for snacks. Open skate for this weekend will take place between noon and 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and then noon to 6 p.m. Sunday. To find out more, call City Hall. Andrew Green reporting.
Marion County Sheriff's Department will have its eye on drivers all weekend. As St. Patrick's Day arrives, Chief Deputy Robert Boyce tells us it's drive sober or get pulled over time. He says it's a 1-2-3 punch. St. Patty's Day Saturday, March Madness action going on as well. Could make for a busy weekend for police. Best advice, if you drink anything, don't get behind the wheel. I'm Michael Arney, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Water Elite Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement, with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers.
718 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The WSJM Sports road trip has us at Benton Harbor High School this morning. Real quick check on scores on the quarters brought to you by Rogers Foodland. Shop now for pickup or delivery and now get Rogers Weekly Flyer online at rogersfoodland.com or a town crier wire. Boys High School basketball last night. The Class B District Championship goes to the Benton Harbor Tigers. Benton Harbor beat DeWajack 67-57. Kalamazoo Christian eliminated Cassopolis 61-48. And Howardsville Christian advances in Class D as the Eagles beat Bellevue 58-46. NCAA tournament last night had Texas Southern over North Carolina Central. Syracuse beat Arizona State. Winners in the NIT were LSU, Marquette, Mississippi State, Utah, Stanford, and Washington. In the NBA, it was an off night for the Pistons and Bulls. NHL, an off night for the Blackhawks and the Red Wings. Exhibition baseball, the Tigers are off. The Cubs lost to Kansas City 7-6. The White Sox fell to Milwaukee 11-3. Again, the road trip has us at Benton Harbor High School this morning, and we're going to talk some Benton Harbor baseball with a very familiar name in the ranks here in southwestern Michigan, Danny Jennings. Good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to see you as well.
Yeah, good to it was strange. And Eric Adams is a great guy, and it was fun talking Benton Harbor basketball with him. But I can't tell you how strange it was last year talking Benton Harbor baseball with somebody other than you. How tough was that for you?
Actually, one of the most difficult things that I've dealt with personally and professionally, because I was living a dream for 9 years. Mm-hmm. Being a baseball player from here, who graduated from here, and who had the opportunity to actually coach here, there was not a better story that could have been created, even if I created it myself.
Yeah.
So that one season away was pretty difficult. And the senior class last year was the first youth group that I had as well.
Was it really? Okay.
Yeah, so we had been through the ringers together, mm-hmm. and not to finish together made it even that much more difficult.
Yeah, and if people didn't know, a career opportunity brought you out of the state for a while, but you're back and back with the program as well, and you just got to be very excited to get back under the diamond with these guys.
Oh, it's euphoric, insane. I'm in my element, so I'm at the peak of my high emotions right now.
And you know this team very, very well, and maybe talk about some of the top players that you're expecting to make a difference for this team this year.
Yeah, well, have Lynn Bland, who's in his fourth year as a varsity starter. He actually recently committed to Kankakee Community College, who's the 2017 World Series winner.
Wow.
He'll play shortstop. He'll hit in the middle of the order. He'll also pitch some. And Denny Brown, obviously he's playing basketball right now, so I don't bother him because I want him to go and win a state championship. But as soon as that state championship is won, he'll be a key contributor. He's multifaceted. He can go at it hard for all three sports.
You know, and you've seen, obviously, Denny play baseball throughout the years. You've seen him play, you know, you've seen him play baseball as his coach. You've seen him play basketball. You've seen him play football. I don't know if I were to ask him what his favorite sport is. You've seen him play all three. What sport do you think he's the strongest in? Is there one?
Well, I'm obviously a little biased. I think that he's a potential five-tool guy. He has a strong arm. He can hit for power. He can hit for average. He's versatile defensively. I always told him that, you know, I wondered how good he'd be if he had any time in the off season to yeah. perfect the craft. But being a three-sport athlete doesn't allow him that benefit. So, and there's not that's not a knock either, because mm-hmm. playing those other sports increases his ability in each of the other sports. Because I always say this as well: football players are the toughest baseball players. Mm-hmm. They're always the ones who will run into the wall for the ball. They don't mind sliding into the catcher for that run. They play tough, and it's recognizable easily.
Perfect world. How many pitchers do you anticipate you comfortably going to the mound?
Whew. So you had a perfect question for my most my biggest concern
yeah.
this year. This is the first time in a while that pitching has been a concern. It's been a strength over the course of the last 5-6 seasons. Mm-hmm. Graduated 4 starting pitchers.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, Deshaun Herskin is pitching at Glen Oaks now. We had Jarvis Gordon and Knoxville Pratt and Alante Coates. So that's 4 starters that we lost. Denny and Lynn are going to throw a lot of innings this
okay.
year. Yeah, they've pitched. They have experience pitching, but we had such a stacked staff that they only pitched in relief and spot started. But they're going to start a lot of innings. I have a young guy, Laquan Gordon, who's a sophomore, who has a very live arm and real good stuff, who I'm expecting big things out of. And Terrell Jones, who TJ, who was at Barry in the past 3 years, he was one of the best pitchers we had up until his freshman year. When he started at Berrien.
Okay.
So he's back and he's going to pitch as well. So I'm looking forward to working with him. He got some rust to knock off, but he's going to help us.
Yeah. One question I wanted to ask you, because it wasn't last year, the first year here in Michigan, they had the different rules as far as pitching goes, and you know, I think it was how many days you could pitch in a week, and what they've altered to that. Now is it more of a focus on pitch count?
Well, it's a pitch count is a big focus. What they're doing, you get 100 pitches, and then you gotta sit 3 days
okay.
before you can throw again. You can't throw over 105 in a day.
Okay.
But I can't imagine that affecting us. I've never run into that problem. You know, I don't want to throw anyone over 100 pitches in a day, first of all. And if they throw 100 pitches, I have no intent on them throwing in the next 2 or 3 days. So it fits right into the philosophy I had anyway. So I don't think that it's going to be a concern of mine.
The athletes you have, you said maybe some concerns on the mound, concerns in the field. You pretty comfortable with what you've got behind your pitcher?
We're going to play some pretty good defense. I'm pretty comfortable with where we are defensively. We got some young guys. I got 2 freshmen who I'm going to have on the varsity, Kentrell Pullion and Leonard Johnson, who have high ceilings, and they're going to be immediate contributors. Demetrius Fleming, who can run with the best of them, who's going to run down balls in center field for us. And the left side of the defense with Denny and Lynn is going to be very solid. Keyshawn Alexander is going to spend a lot of time behind the plate, and Daniel Moore play second base and be behind the plate. We're going to be pretty good defensively. We're going to be fast, and we're going to hit the ball. I'm not that concerned about scoring. I'm concerned about throwing strikes. We're going to score. I'm pretty sure we're gonna score. I got 2 monsters in the middle with Lynn and Denny. They're gonna drive runs in.
Yeah. Outstanding. Danny Jennings is the baseball coach here at Benton Harbor. Our road trip has us at Benton Harbor High School this morning to talk Tiger Athletics on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. You've got the independent schedule. You've got no conference to play, but You know, who are some of the top teams you might be playing this year?
I want to say this, me not coaching last year, this is my first time experiencing not being in a conference.
Yeah.
So not having to see Portage Central, Portage Northern, Gull Lake, Mattawan, I mean, just I like the competition, and I like for our kids to see how high they need to climb to reach the peak. However, being able to schedule some teams that are more similar to our ability is always fun because you know that you have a shot.
Yeah.
You know, you know that you have a shot as soon as you get off the bus, and that's going to be fun. St. Joe, we do still have on the schedule, so they're always going to be tough. Westland John Glenn, I don't know anything about. We're going to Detroit, to the Detroit area during spring break. It's going to be a day where we're going to spend the whole day together. You know, it's a 3-hour ride.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably play for 4 hours and then another 3-hour ride.
Ooh.
So it's going to be more of a bonding opportunity.
Yeah.
And and we're going to find out who this John Glenn team is at the same time. We're going to realize it together who they are. So we also have a couple other tough teams though. Lawrence is always pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Jackie Robinson Classic April 14th with a couple good teams in there. Kalamazoo Lloyd Norix and Kalamazoo Homeschool. You know, they're usually pretty decent. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, have you had a chance? You probably haven't had a chance to get the guys outside since the practice officially started on Monday?
Not a chance. No, we haven't been outside. We've been in the gym, though, and we've been working hard. This is the fourth day. First 3 days have gone excellent, getting acclimated. We got some new guys, so there are some guys who I am not familiar with, and they're not familiar with me, so we're getting acquainted. And excuse me, they're understanding that there are ways to do things, and there's a right way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're just working on the right way.
How tough is it if you have to practice quite a bit in the gym when you first get out on the baseball field to start practicing? How tough is it for players to adjust?
Well, not having the elements, you know, the dirt and the grass and the wind, and, you know, just not having the elements inside is tough because those things affect how you run, how you field, how you judge the ball. You got the sunlight and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge adjustment. And then you're talking about not having the opportunity to hit a fly ball to an outfielder. You can do a lot of things in a gym. One thing you cannot equate with is the fly balls and long toss. So now we're working on arm strength, but you can't really throw any more than 94 feet because
mm-hmm.
you're in the gym. So those are the major things that has to be adjusted. And you find out quickly who may have looked one way in the gym and then look a different way when we get outside.
Yeah, you start hitting fly balls in the gym, you take out a couple lights, then you got to start answering the trail.
Oh, yeah, no. And I tell them in a minute, don't hit anything else. They're going to kick us out of here, and we're not going to have anywhere to – not only Trey, but then I got to see Coach Sterling as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, please don't break anything in here.
Well, I know the beginning of the season is going to get here real quick, too, but you've got to be anxious to get these guys on the baseball diamond.
I'm as anxious as I've ever been. The year off did some positives as well because it gave me opportunity to reflect and find some ways to serve them better, you know, and correct some of my own errors and flaws and grow as a coach because I saw them. I got a chance to watch them from the other side of the fence last spring because I got back here in February and I was hoping I got back in time to to get the team back, actually. When I first got back, I called Fred Smith and I was like, hey, I moved back, man. Is this hire already official as far as the new coach and stuff? And he's like, yeah, they've been doing little winter workouts and stuff like that. I was like, so there's no way we can make this work. It's like, no, man, I'm sorry. You're my guy, and I wish, you know, things would have continued on the path they were on. But, you know, so I was like, man, well, I coached over at St. Joe, I coached freshman, and it was great. It was a great season. I enjoyed it. Those parents, those students, the administration, the athletic department, everybody treated me well. Received me with open arms, gave me every opportunity to succeed. But home is where the heart is, and this is a decision that was easy.
Yep. So, you're home.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. Always good to see you, too.
Absolutely.
All right.
Likewise.
We'll talk to you soon.
You know it.
All right.
I'll be here.
We're not going anywhere.
I'll be here as long as Trey have me.
Well, that's going to be for the long haul then.
All right, cool.
We'll take a break. More coming up from Benton Harbor High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
So, hey, you didn't get a deer there, eh?
Nope, sure didn't.
Oh, not even a small one?
Nope.
You saw my new mount arrived, right?
Sure did.
So when are you going to Zick's?
So you didn't get a deer this year. That's okay. Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs has all of the venison products you can dream of, in stock and ready to take home. Venison sausages, jerkies, sticks, and more. Plus hundreds of other wild game products. Visit zicksmeats.com or visit the showroom.
The Berrien County Treasurer's Office wants to remind taxpayers you have until April 2nd to pay your 2015 taxes or get into a qualified payment. Failing to do either will result in the county having to foreclose on April 3rd, and with new Court of Appeals rulings, there is no way to redeem the property. Please call 983-7111 extension 8569 to pay or get signed up for a payment plan. This message is courtesy of Midwest Family Broadcasting, keeping you connected to Michigan's Great Southwest.
Ah, sunshine on your face, fresh air, and a road trip to watch Tigers baseball. Spring is here, so celebrate opening week of baseball by hopping on our comfy Cardinal bus to see the Tigers take on the White Sox in Chicago Sunday, April 8th. Tickets are only $85 and includes your transportation ticket into the Goodland Snack Pack. So let's get outdoors, enjoy a Chicago-style hot dog, a cold beverage, and a ball game Sunday, April 8th. Limited tickets are available, so grab them now at RadioSuperSaver.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Coming up on 735 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the road trip at Benton Harbor High School this morning. One of our sponsors, as always, is the United Way of Southwest Michigan. And the United Way is always here to address the needs of Southwest Michigan, whether the needs come to them. But so many times the United Way is out looking for needs in Southwest Michigan and trying to take care of those needs, whether they be education-based needs or basic needs, income-based needs, health needs. 75 years, United Way has been here for all the issues that need to be addressed in Southwest Michigan. They support some of the programs in Southwest Michigan, like the Bridge Academy and Jobs for Life, Project Learn, the Drop-In Center, the Homeless Shelter. They're here for holiday assistance, support services for cancer patients. The list is so extensive where the United Way is in addressing the needs of the lives here in Southwestern Michigan. They've done it by living united. You can live united as well. You can help out with your monetary donations as you donate to the campaign. You can also donate through your personal time and volunteer through United Way of Southwest Michigan. If you want to know more, go to uwsm.org. It's uwsm.org. Corey Sterling, boys basketball coach here at Benton Harbor, is joining us, winning a second straight Class B regional championship. Didn't get a chance to see you after the game last night, but congratulations. Nice job.
Thank you so much. Yep, it's a blessing.
It never gets old, does it?
No.
Pulling a trophy, hoisting a trophy over your head, whether it be a district championship or a regional championship, it never gets old, does it?
No, because each one is different, you know. I'm so proud of this senior class, you know, 2018, who, you know, do everything right on the court and off the court. You know, very hard working, and they deserve this moment that we had last night.
I'm glad you said, you know, working hard on the court and off the court. One of the things that stands out to me with your teams, whether it be under you or Coach Muhammad or Coach Nichols or Coach Willite or McKee, the gentleman that I've had a chance to be associated with, is the character of the team.
Absolutely.
And this year is no exception. Man, one thing that stands out to me, you've got the basketball talent, but you're also working hard in the classroom, and you've got character.
Yeah, that pretty much be our state championship too, just good character kids. You know, if you see their GPA team-wise, you know, it's one of the top GPAs I had since I've been coaching in my tenure. So, you know, off the court, you know, even just Devin getting an offer, a scholarship offer to Siena Heights. You know, that's another state championship in my eyes, you know, because, again, we develop in young men.
And there are so many ways to classify wins for a team. Doesn't matter what sport it is.
Right.
Whether you're winning a conference championship or a district or regional or state championship, those are nice too, but there are also wins that people don't see. And like you said, wins in the classroom, wins in going on to college. There are a lot of other wins too.
Absolutely. You know, my goal is to make them become successful black men.
And so far, so good.
Yes.
Doing a nice job.
Thanks, man.
You know, one thing that it's neat about here at Benton Harbor and other schools as well, but really stands out here, and we're going to have a chance to talk with Marcellus Burton coming up in just a little bit. How many coaches went to school here, played here, and now are coaching here? And you're included in that group as well. I've asked you this question before. How special is it for you to be able to coach the varsity basketball team, place that you walked the halls and you played on the floor at Farnham Gym?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like I said, it's a dream come true. You know, when I first got the JV job, you know, I was so grateful to Coach Nichols for bringing me on and just walk the halls and be among that orange and black, that Tiger pride, you know, and then to get the varsity job 5 years after that and lead the program, you know, I knew I would give it my all. Just because of Tiger pride, and you know, I went through these same shoes of kids, you know, having, you know, single parent homes, you know, poverty level, you know, adverse situations. So we can relate to what our kids go through.
You played here, and obviously you get ready for whether it be a regular season game or a tournament game. The nerves are there. As a coach, do you still get nervous?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, you get butterflies, you know, before the game, but once the ball go up, it all go away. It just, it'd be so much time before the game when you're just sitting there constantly thinking, going over, you know, the sets. You know, soon I get to the gym, I'll be ready to go. You know, let's go. Let's throw the ball up. You know, why we got to wait to 7? You know, but it is what it is.
What guy do you, lean on in the team? Is there a player that you lean on, maybe, you know, aside from yourself, if it's not going to come from a coach, to kind of lighten the mood of the team? Is there a guy that on the team, on the roster, that kind of keeps things loose for the team?
Oh, absolutely. We got a team full of jokesters. Yeah. Yeah. I would say TJ Jones, he's a jokester.
Is he?
Yes, he is. And then you got Chris Kyles, Tigger. You know, he's keep the team laughing. Ushan Jennings. Yeah, so we got those are our top three right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, try to lighten the mood for us.
And it's nice to have players like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Again, you got to enjoy this moment. I told the guys last night, you know, savor each moment, savor the district championships, savor the regional championship, because ain't nothing promised to us. You know, a state championship is not promised. Savor this moment first, and then just try to win the day. You know, last night we won the day. We're looking to win the day today, you know, in practice. And then next Tuesday, you know, we're looking to win the day.
And it was so neat having a chance to talk to some of the guys after the game last night. We'll go ahead and post those interviews up as a podcast later on today, and we'll replay it tomorrow morning during the show. But, you know, when I'm asking the questions, and they just have this big smile on their face, you could tell that they didn't expect to win. They appreciated the fact that they earned it. And just the smile on their face, that's got to be great for you to see.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to speak into existence, you know, 1, 2, 3 state champs. You know, that's what we say. You know, regardless, you know, we're going to speak into existence. And we very confident this year on bringing home the prize. But, again, we just got a lot of work to do, you know, this next week.
On coaching staffs, it's always fun to talk to a coach to see, you know, you're the head coach and you have your assistant coaches, and somebody has the role of good cop, somebody has the role of bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you?
Sometimes the good cop, sometimes the bad cop, but I definitely sick CeCe on them being a bad cop at all times. You know, CeCe get out to them boys, and I love it every minute.
You need a bad cop like that.
Absolutely,
don't you?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
If you're not going to play the role of good cop, who's going to play the role for you then?
Absolutely. And me and Coach Muhammad, we always talk about that too. When, you know, sometimes kids used to come complaining to me about, you know, him or playing time, and I try to smooth it out between the two. But once I got the varsity job, you know, I had to go in that role of, you know, being, you know, guys that get upset with me. Because, again, you got to make big choices once you're the leader.
That's got to be one of the toughest jobs of a coach, no matter what sport it is. everybody wants to play every single minute of the game.
Right.
And, you know, in most cases, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not, especially in the playoff. The rotation get a little bit slimmer. You know, if you ain't show me what you going to show me by now, then, you know, just, you know, sit back, enjoy the ride, you know, ride this wave with us. And seem like our guys is cheering more on the bench and just, you know, accepting their role.
That I noticed that last night, too. The guys that are on the bench, if they're not out on the floor, they are up and encouraging each other up off the bench, yelling out encouragement to the guys on the floor, keeping each other in the game on the bench as well. To watch the guys on the bench last night was almost as fun as it was watching the game itself.
Absolutely. That's family, you know. Those seniors that's not playing, you know, grew up with these guys. So, you know, they support them 100%. So, you know, it's a joy just to see them cheering the guys on. And then when they go in the game, you know, the starters cheer those on too. Mm-hmm. You know, they be just as happy, you know, somebody score or whatever.
Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
We got Devin Nichols, fresh off an offer from Siena Heights University, a four-year scholarship.
Devin, I saw that. Congratulations to you on that. That's a great accomplishment. Nice job.
Thank you.
What's that like when you get that offer?
It's a great feeling. A big relief, you know, to know I got somewhere to go after high school, another place to play. You know, it's a blessing to be able to play after high school at any level.
That's right.
What's the recruiting process like? I mean, when you have coaches calling you, you've got interest in schools, when the schools have interest in you, what's that like if you were to tell somebody who's maybe a sophomore or a freshman and tell them what to expect being recruited? What's the whole process like?
It's kind of a weird process, you know. A coach might call you 1 week and not call you for another month, text you a couple times a week, and then you might not hear from them for a long time because, you know, they got a season going on too. So I was just telling them, trust the process, you know, keep working hard. Don't get discouraged if you hear from somebody and don't hear from them for a while again. They still watching you.
Yeah, it's not like they've forgotten you or anything like that.
Yeah, they haven't forgot about you.
How's this season been for you? How magical and how great of a feeling has it been for you personally, this ride that Benton Harbor's on?
It's been a great feeling, you know. Never even been out of district, so to be going to quarterfinals next week, next Tuesday, it's a blessing.
So last week when you guys won the district championship, for you, do you remember what was going through your mind and how that felt for you personally? I mean, you're getting the little medal for being a district champion, and you guys can hold that district championship trophy. What was that like for you?
That was another great feeling, you know, especially to do it on the floor that I played on for 3 years. And to not make it out of districts. We got close last year, lost to South Haven, one game away from district championship. So to be holding the district championship this year, it's a good feeling.
And then last night, what was that feeling? I mean, have you come, have you elevated yourself a little, maybe brought yourself down? Are you still kind of sky high after the win last night?
I still feel good. Woke up this morning real happy about it.
How much work do you guys still have to do, though? I mean, as Coach was saying and talking to you guys after the game, too, you can't take anything for granted. How much work do you guys still have to do to make this whole dream come true?
It's a lot more work to do. The coaches tell us all the time, you know, anybody that's still playing at this point of the season, it's obviously good. You know, you don't get the quarterfinals by chance. You know, they're good, too. So we got to really focus and lock in and play hard.
And, Corey, maybe talk a little bit about what Devin has meant to you this year as a member of the Tiger basketball team.
Devin been a model kid for us, you know, model student athletes. You know, he always been the first one to workouts, first one to conditioning, first one to the weight room. He stay after. You know, he's great off the court in the classroom, you know, great GPA. He's a qualifier, you know, as far as SAT, SAT. So, you know, Devin just been a blessing to me, you know, my family, you know, just, you know, we happy he came home. You know, everything he get, he deserved because he's a great kid.
So, Devin, I asked the coach a little bit earlier if there were any players that he would lean on to try to lighten the mood for the team and all that. He talked about some of the jokes. He didn't mention you. So he's not one of the jokers on the team, huh?
No, Devin, not a, you know, jokester. You know, we're talking about the guys who are always laughing and playing around like Tigger and
yeah.
Who else would you say besides Tigger?
TJ.
Yep.
I said TJ. He did say yep. TJ, yeah.
I also said you shine, too.
You should, too. Definitely.
So let them do the lighten the mood and just have you take care of business, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Hey, good to see you. Thanks for coming on. Congratulations on the regional championship. Congratulations on the signing, too. Good things are yet to come for you. Now, do you play sport in the spring, or is it just going to be attention to basketball during the offseason?
I play AAU, so it's still basketball, but I think I just continue to work out and try to get ready for college.
All right. Good to see you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We'll take a break. More coming up. We'll talk Benton Harbor track next on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
As a first-time home buyer, navigating the path to home ownership can be stressful and often overwhelming. Choosing the wrong realtor could mean losing the home of your dreams. Choose the right realtor. Ryan Art of Keller Williams Realty, with 18 years of experience to assist you in making the best decisions when it comes to the purchase or sale of your home. Ryan Art earned the honor of being named the 2016 Realtor of the Year for Southwest Michigan. Contact Ryan and see how he can help you find the home of your dreams today at ryanart.com.
In honor of the extra most bestest with the most cheese and the most pepperoni, we hired the most spokespeople.
Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest has the most cheese and the most pepperoni for the nation's best price, just $6. So don't go anywhere else.
Claim of most cheese and most pepperoni at the nation's best price is based on comparison of Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest pizza and the other three national pizza chains' large round standard menu one-topping pepperoni pizza sold at everyday menu prices at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
Ah, sunshine on your face, fresh air, and a road trip to watch Tigers baseball. Spring is here, so celebrate opening week of baseball by hopping on our comfy Cardinal bus to see the Tigers take on the White Sox in Chicago Sunday, April 8th. Tickets are only $85 and includes your transportation, ticket into the game, and a Rogers Foodland snack pack. So let's get outdoors, enjoy a Chicago-style hot dog, a cold beverage, and a ball game Sunday, April 8th. Limited tickets are available, so grab them now at RadioSuperSaver.com.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
On 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, it is the road trip. A real quick check on scores in the quarters last night. Boys high school basketball, Benton Harbor defeated Wajak for the Class B Regional Championship 67-57. Kalamazoo Christian eliminated Cassopolis as the Rangers suffer their first loss of the season 61-48. Howardsville Christian advanced with a 58-46 win over Bellevue. NCAA, the last of the first four games last night at Texas Southern over North Carolina Central, and Syracuse defeated Arizona State. NIT winners were Washington, Stanford, Utah, Mississippi State, Marquette, and LSU. And the NBA was an off night for the Pistons and the Bulls, NHL off night for the Blackhawks and the Red Wings. Marcellus Burton, one of the track coaches here at Benton Harbor High School, is joining us. And Marcellus, I had mentioned with Danny Jennings brought it up for baseball, and I mentioned it with Corey as well. It's so cool to be a former student and a former athlete at Benton Harbor High School and have the privilege of coming back and working at the school and coaching at the school, and you've got the opportunity as well. I mean, you've got to be living the dream.
Yeah, it's actually a blessing. To be able to do that, just coming back through the years since 2012 when I first came back with football. Then I started doing track 2 years after. And just been able to come back and help out the kids. It's a great pleasure for me to be able to do that, especially being a coach's son. So that made it a lot easier for me. The transition was easy because I've got a chance to live in a household with a coach. So I've been able to see how the coaching process works and how to deal with kids, and just being able to coach Benton Harbor, I wouldn't have it any other way.
You mentioned your dad. How's the retirement dealing with him, by the way?
He's enjoying it. Actually, he's going to Arkansas today.
Oh, okay.
But he's also helping out with track, of course. He's been coming to track practice as well. So he's enjoying it now. He gets to spend more time and spoil my kids. So
it's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
You can't keep him away from track, can you?
No. He loves that. he loves track. So I'm glad that he's able to help us out more.
So you're kind of helping out with boys and girls track. Who are some of the top returners you have coming back from last year?
For our boys, Willie Roberson He's an All-Stater.
He's a great kid, isn't he?
Yes, very great kid, very respectable, a hard worker. He's a leader as well. He's been leading our practices already this year. And then we have Travion Henderson. He'll be leading us again. He was instrumental with us last year. And then we also have Dominic Irby. He's coming back. One of our top sprinters last year. We lost one sprinter from last year, but we'll be regrouping to find someone else to come and replace us in the 400-meter relay and the 800-meter relay. So we have a lot of promising guys coming back. Three All-Staters. I mean, that's good to say we have three All-Staters coming back. So it'll be a task going ahead to see what we can do this year. But we've started practice earlier this year, actually. We started indoor about 2 months ago practicing, and we have a track meet next week, so we're headed off in the right direction.
You have numbers-wise on both sides, boys and girls. I know it's still kind of early, and you can still have more filtering in as practices go on, but you're looking at some pretty nice numbers?
Yeah, I think we have good numbers. We have a good freshman group of kids that are coming in. We have some long-distance runners. Their brothers, Mylon and Marlon, they'll be our distance runners. We haven't had any good distance runners. And a good thing, we brought Tim Napier up from middle school, so he'll be with us this year. And that's a great blessing for us because he'll be able to work with the distance guys. And he also runs with them as well, so that makes it even better when you have a coach that can run with them and push them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember when he ran the distance here.
Yes, has all the records.
Yeah.
And so it's good to have somebody on the staff that can say, hey, I've done this at a high level. I know what it takes. So it's been good so far.
Marcellus Burton, one of the track coaches here at Benton Harbor. I asked you during the commercial break if you're going to have many guys from the basketball team once this run ends coming out for track, and you said, oh, you're trying to work on it. How tough is it to try to convince some of the kids, whether it be boys or girls, to come out and run track?
It's tough because track is an individualized sport, more than a team sport, sort of say. And so when you look at it, it's a lot of hard work. You have so many different events that you can run, and a lot of the kids that have never run before, they're not used to, you know, running on a day-to-day basis, and it's strenuous.
Yeah.
And we don't make it easy on them, but if they can get through the first 2 weeks, then we know we got them on the team for sure.
I got to imagine almost any track coach you ask, your first day of practice, you know, if you ask at what event, you probably have everybody expressing interest in the 100-yard dash because it's the quickest one you get. You start and finish, and okay, I'm done. It's like, oh, don't you want to do this? And, no, I'm good at the 100.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a sprinter. Everybody wants to run the 100, wants to run the 200, but they don't realize it takes a lot of work to be a sprinter because coming up as a freshman, most of the time, we don't have freshmen that can just outright run with juniors and seniors that have been well-versed in that event for so long. Like Dominic Irby, he was able to do it as a freshman, but we rarely have freshmen that can just come right in and just run with freshmen, sophomores and juniors or seniors. So,
toughest event to try to fill?
The 400. That's the man's race, the 400 and the 800. It's one lap pretty much, and you're sprinting around the track, and a lot of guys can't do that.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we got one walking past now. He's a great 400 runner, Davion Nichols. He can really run, and he's a basketball player too. So it's great to have kids like him. But that's the hardest race that we have to try to field is the 400 and the 800, because a lot of the kids, they just think they're sprinters, and all my sprinters, they have to start off running the 400. So you just can't come in and sprint right away. So
you make them work for it.
Yes, they have to, because we have to look at the end goal, which is to get them to state, and we have to get them conditioned and ready for that. So the only way to get the sprinters conditioned and ready for that, they have to run the 400.
And before we let you go, too, you know, when we talk to track coaches, I always bring this up because I ran track as well in high school. What's really neat about track is of every event you've got, there are several events in a track meet. There's an event for everybody. Whether you can throw, whether you can jump, whether you can sprint, maybe you can run long distance. I mean, there's an event for everybody.
Yeah, there is. You find kids that can do multiple events, but some guys you have, they're just high jumpers or long jumpers or shot put or discus throwers. So there's something for everybody. And that's the thing that I do like about track. There's something for everybody. We will find an event to put you in. But sometimes we have freshmen coming in and we have a few guys that never ran before. It's hard starting off to find an event because you never know what they can do.
What events did you run in track?
My dad had me run everything.
Really?
When I was a freshman, I ran on the 3,200-meter relay team with Daryl Jackson, one of the top sprinters that ever come through here. Then I ran the 800, and then I dropped down my junior and senior year. I started running just sprints and the mile relay. I love the mile relay. Of course, I had a good mile relay team with Joyke Bell on it. And so we went to state in 400-meter relay. So it was a great career for me here. I enjoyed it. And so now it's time for me to give back. And what a blessing it is for me to be able to see, hey, I can help these kids. And the biggest goal is to be able to get them in college.
Yeah.
If I can get them in college, I know I did everything I could do. And it worked out.
That's a victory for you.
Yes.
Well, we're lucky to have you, definitely.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Always good to see you.
Yep. Take care. We'll talk to you later on the season.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Tell Dad I said hi.
I sure will.
All right. Always good to see you. Good to see you. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up from Benton Harbor High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
In honor of the extra most bestest with the most cheese and the most pepperoni, we hired the most spokespeople.
Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest has the most cheese and the most pepperoni for the nation's best price, just $6. So don't go anywhere else.
Claim of most cheese and most pepperoni at the nation's best price is based on comparison of Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest pizza and the other three national pizza chains' large round standard menu one-topping pepperoni pizza sold at everyday menu prices at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
Ah, sunshine on your face, fresh air, and a road trip to watch Tigers baseball. Spring is here, so celebrate opening week of baseball by hopping on our comfy Cardinal bus to see the Tigers take on the White Sox in Chicago Sunday, April 8th. Tickets are only $85 and includes your transportation, ticket into the game, and a Rogers Foodland snack pack. So let's get outdoors, enjoy a Chicago-style hot dog, a cold beverage, and a ball game Sunday, April 8th. Limited tickets are available, so grab them now at RadioSuperSaver.com.
From Benton Harbor High School, the road trip on WSJM Sports. Well, I want to thank Benton Harbor boys basketball coach Corey Sterling, along with Devin Nichols. I want to thank softball coach Chris Glisson, baseball coach Danny Jennings, track coach Marcellus Burton. I want to thank Trey Crucial, the athletic director, for setting everything up for us here this morning. It's always fun to be here to talk Benton Harbor Tiger Athletics. And again, don't forget, Benton Harbor boys basketball with the Class B regional championship last night. They're on to Ionia Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, as they take on Williamson. If you cannot make the trip to Ionia, you'll hear the ball game live right here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Also want to thank Louis Grzecki on the site with us here this morning. It's got Bradfield back in our studios. And our sponsors of the road trip, Realtor Ryan Art, Waterville Public Schools, United Way of Southwest Michigan, and Zix Specialty Meats. We'll talk to you again next Thursday morning, another road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.